Okay, so you know how we're always talking about how the future of tech is gonna like really impact you directly? Well, we're gonna be diving into the world of quantum computing today. You sent me quite a few articles actually that really highlight how quantum computers could break encryption, which is kind of scary when you think about it. So help me understand this. What's the big deal here for like everyday people like me?
Well, imagine you're just, browsing online, checking your bank account, maybe sending like a really important email. All of that activity that you do is protected by encryption. Think of it like a digital lock, keeping all your information safe from like prying eyes,
I'm with you so
So
far.
for decades, we've relied on the fact that these digital locks are really difficult to break with traditional computers. But quantum computers are kind of like high-tech lock picks. They operate on like entirely different principles than the computers we use today. And that's where the danger is.
So instead of taking years to like crack the code, these quantum computers could just like bust it open immediately.
And the scariest part
Oh no.
is this idea of like harvest now, decrypt later.
What does that even mean?
So hackers could be stealing encrypted data today.
Like today.
Like right now.
Wow.
Like your medical records, financial information, even those embarrassing emails from when you were a teenager,
Oh
and
God.
they just store it
Oh
until
no.
powerful enough quantum computers are available.
And then what?
And then boom, they can unlock all those secrets.
Okay, that is way more unsettling than I initially thought. And the articles mentioned a few types of encryption that are at risk, like RSA and ECC. What are those exactly?
So RSA and ECC are like the workhorses of internet security. They're the algorithms that underpin like everything from online banking to secure messaging apps. And their strength lies in a specific math problem, factoring large numbers.
Factoring large numbers. So why is that such a big deal for encryption?
Well, for traditional computers, factoring large numbers is really, really time consuming. It could take them years, if not centuries, to crack the codes based on these like mathematical problems. That's what makes RSA and ECC so secure right now. But guess what? Quantum computers are great at factoring large numbers. They can do it exponentially faster, which makes these once impenetrable codes vulnerable.
So it's almost like those old heist movies where they need a supercomputer to crack the vault code. Except in this case, the vault is our entire digital lives.
You got it.
Oh, man.
And there's a specific quantum algorithm called Shor's algorithm.
Shor's algorithm.
It's designed to do just that. Factor large numbers incredibly fast.
So Shor's algorithm is like the skeleton key for all the hackers looking to exploit quantum computers.
Pretty much.
And if our encryption methods are suddenly vulnerable, what are we supposed to do about it?
That's a great question.
We're not just sitting ducks here, right?
No, definitely not.
Okay.
The good news is that researchers are working really hard
Ew.
to develop new encryption methods,
Okay.
specifically to resist these quantum attacks.
Okay, that makes sense.
And the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST,
This
has
is
been
it.
leading the charge.
So NIST is like the cybersecurity superhero.
Yeah, you could say that.
All right, so what have they come up with to fight back against this scary quantum threat?
So they've released this set of new standards called post-quantum cryptography, or PQC.
PQC.
It's like a new generation of encryption algorithms that are much more resistant to attacks from quantum computers.
PQC sounds promising, but transitioning to a whole new set of encryption standards seems like a massive undertaking. How is that even going to work?
It's a big challenge for sure, but NIST has been very strategic in their approach. They actually chose four different algorithms for PQC.
Four. Why so many?
Well, each algorithm has its own unique strengths and is designed for different use cases.
So we've got the quantum threat, and we've got NIST developing these PQC algorithms to fight back. But this all sounds incredibly complex.
It
What
is.
does it actually mean for our listener?
That's the key question. And that's what we're going to unpack
All
next.
right, let's do it.
The truth is, this transition to a quantum-safe world, it's going to require a massive effort from everyone.
Really?
Governments, businesses
wow.
and individuals alike.
So it's not just about waiting for NIST to roll out these new algorithms.
No, no, no. Oh. And hoping for the best. Not at all.
Okay.
Think of it like this: NIST has given us the blueprints
okay.
for like a more secure house,
mm-hmm.
but we still need to like build it.
And that house is our entire digital infrastructure.
You got it.
Yikes. That's a pretty big construction project.
Yeah, it is, but it's essential. Mm-hmm. And that's where this idea of crypto agility comes in.
Okay, crypto agility.
Yeah.
You mentioned that term earlier.
Yeah.
What does that mean again?
So essentially means having the ability to like adapt quickly to new encryption methods as they become available.
So it's not just about implementing PQC today. It's about yeah. designing our systems to be flexible.
Exactly.
To handle these future advancements.
Yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But how can the average person contribute to this?
That's a good question.
Like, I'm not a coding expert.
Yeah, most people aren't writing the code.
Right.
But you can do a few things.
Okay.
First and foremost, just start asking questions.
Like what?
Find out if the companies that you do business with.
Like my bank.
Yeah, your bank, your email provider.
Okay.
Online retailers, are they taking quantum security seriously?
So it's about putting pressure on these companies
yeah.
to step up their game.
Exactly.
It's time for some consumer activism.
Yeah.
For cybersecurity.
Yeah. There are also practical steps businesses can take right now.
Okay, like what?
One of the articles that you shared
mm-hmm.
mentioned this thing called a crypto inventory.
Yeah, crypto inventory. Sounds kind of like a video game quest.
Maybe.
But way less fun.
Oh boy.
What's the point of this inventory thing?
So it's about taking stock of all your digital assets.
Okay.
Businesses need to like identify where all their sensitive data is stored.
Okay.
What encryption methods they're using.
Uh-huh.
And which systems are most vulnerable
okay.
to quantum attacks.
So it's kind of like a security audit?
Right.
For the quantum age?
Pretty much.
Okay, so you need to know what you're dealing with before you can start like upgrading your defenses.
Yeah.
But this all sounds pretty overwhelming for smaller businesses
yeah.
that might not have like dedicated IT teams.
Hmm.
Are there resources available to help them?
Absolutely.
Okay, good.
There are companies that specialize in helping organizations prepare for the quantum future.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, for example, one of the articles mentioned a company called Technegian.
Technegian.
Yeah, they offer all sorts of services.
Like what?
From conducting these crypto inventories.
Okay.
To implementing the new PQC standards.
Oh, wow.
And ensuring a smooth transition.
Okay, that's really good to know.
Yeah.
So there are experts out there who can guide us through this.
Right.
Okay, let's circle back to the listener.
Back.
What can they do right now to protect themselves?
Well, in addition to like demanding more
mm-hmm.
from the companies they interact with online.
Yeah.
Individuals can also make sure they're using strong passwords.
Right.
And enable two-factor authentication.
Good point.
Wherever possible.
Those are good cybersecurity practices just in general.
Yeah, exactly. It's about building good habits now.
Right.
And remember, this transition to a quantum-safe world.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen overnight.
So it's a marathon, not a sprint.
Exactly. We need to be in it for the long haul.
Okay.
And as quantum computing continues to evolve.
Yeah.
So too will the threats and the defenses.
So we always have to be one step ahead.
Right.
Okay, that's a good point. It's easy to get caught up and think, oh, quantum computers are still years away.
Yeah.
But like we said, that data could already be stolen just yeah. waiting to be decrypted.
Right.
So we need to start taking action now.
Yeah.
But before we get to that, you mentioned earlier that NIST chose a set of four algorithms for PCC.
Mm-hmm.
Can you remind me what those are again?
Yeah. So we've got Crystals, Kyber, Crystals, Lithium, Sphinx, Plus, and Falcon.
Okay.
Each one has its own unique strengths and is designed for like different use cases.
So it sounds like NIST really thought this through.
Yeah.
Hedging our bets with a variety of solutions.
They have. And by the way, this isn't the end of the story.
What do you mean?
Well, the field of quantum computing is like rapidly evolving.
Oh, right.
So we can expect to see even more sophisticated algorithms
okay.
and security measures emerging in the years to come.
So it's an ongoing arms race
yeah.
between the code makers and the code breakers.
Exactly.
That makes me wonder, are these PQC algorithms truly like future-proof?
That's a good question.
What if quantum computers evolve even further
yeah.
and render even these new methods obsolete?
That's a valid concern.
Yeah.
While these algorithms represent a significant step forward in security,
mm-hmm.
it's impossible to guarantee that they'll be future-proof.
Right.
That's why ongoing research and development
yeah.
in cryptography is so crucial.
So we need to stay ahead of the curve.
Exactly.
Always anticipating the next move.
Right.
Okay, so where do we go from here?
Well,
what's the takeaway message for our listener?
The key message is this. The quantum revolution is coming.
Okay.
Whether we're ready or not.
Right.
But the good news is we have the tools to stay ahead of the curve.
Okay, that's good.
The question is, will we use them?
So no more burying our heads in the sand and pretending this isn't happening.
Yeah.
So what can our listener do right now to prepare?
Well, as we've discussed, start by asking questions. Make sure the companies and organizations you trust with your data are taking this seriously.
Right.
Look for evidence that they're implementing KQC and adopting a crypto agile approach.
So it's about being informed and holding those companies accountable.
Exactly.
What else?
Stay informed about new developments in quantum computing and cybersecurity.
Okay.
There are a lot of great resources online.
Right.
And it's important to stay up to date.
On the latest threats and defenses.
Exactly.
It's like a digital neighborhood watch program.
Yeah.
Keep your eyes peeled and report any suspicious activity.
Right.
It sounds like this transition to a quantum-safe world is going to require a collective effort.
Absolutely. It's not something that any one person or organization can solve on their own.
Okay.
We need collaboration between governments, industry leaders, researchers, and individuals.
So it's a team effort to secure our digital future.
You got it.
It's kind of inspiring in a way.
It is.
This stuff can feel overwhelming, though. What advice would you give to someone who's feeling a bit intimidated by all this?
Don't let the complexity, paralyze you.
Oh.
Just take it one step at a time.
All right.
Start by focusing on the things that you can control.
Okay.
Like choosing strong passwords.
Right.
And being mindful of where you share your personal information online.
That's a good reminder.
Yeah.
Sometimes the simplest actions can make a big difference.
For sure.
This has been a fascinating deep dive.
Yeah.
Into the world of quantum computing and cybersecurity.
It has.
Thanks for breaking it all down for us.
It's been my pleasure. Mm. I always enjoy exploring these cutting-edge topics and considering their real-world implications.
And for our listener, remember, the future is quantum.
It is.
But it doesn't have to be frightening.
Right.
Stay informed.
Yes.
Ask questions and take action to protect your digital life.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.